I believe the Lord says it's a time to know about paying attention. Matthew 16 says, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, when evening comes, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. You cannot interpret the signs of the times. And I believe that the Lord has sent us as his church. I want you to begin to interpret the signs of the times. So be intentional about paying attention to what is happening around us right now. What is happening? What is happening? Well, when you look at the media, when you look at the news, you're seeing military deployments that are being moved about. You're seeing trucks and armies and being moved location and being transported. And you're like, what's really going on here? What is it we're not hearing? What's happening in the world right now? Where are they moving? Why are they moving? What's going on? The concerns over Iran, Iraq, China, Russia. You know, what's really going on, people? Pay attention. Be intentional about paying attention to what is happening in the world around you. God is speaking. God is speaking and he wants us to hear. Babies being aborted. Do you realise that in England and Wales, since abortion was brought in 1968 until 2019, do you know how many babies were aborted in England and Wales alone? 8.8 million. 8.8 million. And since 1968, it has increased, the level of abortion has increased in England and Wales by 282%. 8.8 million of our children have been slaughtered since 1968. In Scotland, in 1968 to 2018, 520,000. The increase since it started, 274%. Northern Ireland people that have been notated, this isn't them all, but these are the ones that have been listed in the last 10 years, just the last 10 years, 11,000 of our children in Northern Ireland. That's over 9 million lives, a genocide that has happened in our nation, and we wonder why God is angry. Be intentional about paying attention to what is happening around you. God is speaking. There's an attack right now in the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of sex, the sanctity of sexual gender. There's an attack on the authority of the Word of God. There's an attack on the revelation that Jesus is actually real, that God is real and living and active. There's an attack on the very core of everything that we are of society, moral issues, ethical issues. Everything is under attack right now. Be intentional about paying attention to what God is doing. But there's good news. There is good news.
Yay!
You were born for such a time as this. You were born for such a time as this. Like,
yeah,
Esther.
Come on.
Esther was taken from her nation and They soaked her until all of the very smell of her culture was taken from her. But Esther was brought into her nation to save a nation, to save her own people, to save a nation of people from being eliminated, being destroyed. And I believe God is saying to you this morning, you have been born into this season for such a time as this. Such a time as this. God is stirring up his church. He is awakening her, especially in COVID. God is wakening up the church. We need to rise up. We need to rise up in our faith. We need to rise up in our boldness. We need to rise up and listen and press in. And then I got to tell you, you know, more is coming. More is coming. In Jeremiah 12:5, it says, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? How can you compete with horses if running with men has worn you out. You know, there is an escalation of trouble all over the nations of the world. Wherever you look right now, there's an escalation of trouble, whether it's war or famine or earthquakes or disease, there's an escalation of trouble. And this trouble is not going to go away as we approach the end of the age. And I believe that we're in the end of the end of the age. We've entered into that end stage. And there's an escalation of trouble coming. And when pressure increases, it's an opportunity for us to be ready, to be prepared. And I feel that this season, especially the season of COVID that we're in right now, the lockdown that we're still kind of in, is a season for us to have a reset in our lives where we make God again the priority of our lives, where we once again submit to his authority, where we once again surrender to his lordship, once again take time to get into that secret place with the Lord, where we are prepared under pressure to become the gold, to become the strength in these days, that as escalation of trouble happens, that we are going to be the hope of the earth, that something has to happen in the church where the church becomes the hope of the nations. Yeah, Jesus is the hope of the nations, but he is in us, and we are the revelation of the hope of Jesus Christ that is in the nations.
Amen.
So it's time to connect with God. It's time to connect. Future. What's the future going to look like? You know, there's going to be more viruses. There's going to be more wars. There's going to be more earthquakes. The Bible even says that people will flee their cities, will flee their cities for what is coming. And we're already seeing that. When you see the war-torn areas right now, people are fleeing their cities. They're fleeing their nations. We're having people come over all over the world in little life rafts full of women and children and boys and girls and men and women. And people are dying in the ocean because they're fleeing their cities. We're living in those days, people. We're living in the days of people fleeing their cities. This is the end. We're entering into the end of the end season. And we need to waken up. I hear people turn around and say to me, oh, the devil's attacked me this week. My washing machine hasn't been working. Seriously, waken up. Waken up. This is not a time to slumber. Pay attention. Be intentional about paying attention to what God is doing. This is a dress rehearsal for what is coming. The Lord is allowing live bullets to come flying past your head right now, and he's saying, church, waken up, waken up, waken up. See what I'm doing. Are you paying attention? This is an opportunity for us to have a history with God. This is an opportunity for you to have a history with God right now, to build history, an invite into building history with God. And this is where we draw and we learn from this season, so that we are strengthened and we're prepared for the season that's coming ahead. This is a time where we become wholehearted in our faith, wholehearted in our boldness, wholehearted in our courage. And we learn to stand together in community, one together. All the bickering about which church and what church, and they don't do this and they don't do that. And we've got to, do you know what? It's time to deal with our pride. It's time to deal with our selfishness. It's time to deal with our empire building, and it's time to come together as the bride of Christ and rise up and stand against Satan and stand against the attack on God's agenda that is happening in the earth right now. In the years ahead, what are you going to say about 2020? Are you going to say it's a year where I sat on my couch and watched telly? Are we going to, you know, how did we grow? How did we grow? What are we going to say about how we grew? What are we going to say about what we've learned? What are we going to say about how did we respond? How did we respond? How we respond now will give our community confidence in how the church will respond in the future. How we respond now, if we can't bring hope in a virus as a church, if we can't carry the presence of God that brings hope and joy and strength in a virus, how will we bring hope when the judgments of God begin to be released on the earth? It's a big wake-up call, guys. So that's on the earthly realm. What's happening in the spiritual realm? Woohoo! Is COVID from God or is COVID from Satan? How many hears that all the time? Do you think COVID's from God or do you think COVID's from Satan? Yes. I think it's both. You know, the Lord says what the enemy will bring for harm, he will turn for good. So both are in it. Both are using it right now. So number one, the enemy is attacking God's agenda through COVID. It's a big attack on God's agenda. He's trying to close down the church. He's trying to silence your voice. He's trying to dishearten you, discourage you, just steal your hope, steal your joy, steal your purpose, steal your identity, shut your mouth up with your mask. The enemy is standing against and attacking God's agenda right now. It is a demonic attack on the nations. It is a demonic attack on humanity. A demonic attack, a death attack on the nations and on humanity itself. But it's also God's attack on the enemy's agenda. Yeah, it's God's attack on the enemy's agenda. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, what happens? It says the Lord raises up his standard against him.
Come on.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up his standard against him. The Lord raises up his standard. And how is he doing that right now? I believe that God is removing the veil. I actually think he's removed the veil if we really listen. And the veil, by the veil, I mean the church walls. I think that what has hidden us from the world has been removed. And we're left very exposed. And when we're left exposed, what have we got? When we can't meet together and have our nice little glory meetings and our nice little teachings, who are we? What have we got? God is removing the veil between the world and the church right now to give us an opportunity to rise up and be seen to be the people of God that he wants us to be. He's removed the veil so that we come out and stand against the attack of the enemy and bring victory over Satan and his plans.
Yeah.
I believe this is a season of the birthing of stadium events. I believe there's going to be mass stadium events. Apparently now, I haven't heard of them all, but there's nearly 100 stadium events planned for the next few years. And these are not stadium events where people are going to come and just worship Jesus. These are stadium events for prayer, evangelism, and discipleship. These are stadium events for the billion soul harvest.
Yep.
Come purpose. On. It has purpose to bring in the kingdom and to see people saved and to see them discipled and strong and leading others to Jesus Christ. Come on.
Yeah.
It's the gathering. The enemy is against this. He wants it shut down. He wants us in our houses. He wants us with our masks on. But this is the season of the birthing of the stadiums. This is the season of the gathering of the lost. This is the season of harvest. This is a season of the full net catches of the fish. In the name of Jesus, I declare it. You know, sin in the church opens up a doorway for the enemy, for Satan to come in and devastate us. It opens up doorways in our lives for theft, for sickness, for disease, for division. It opens up a doorway for Satan to attack. And the Lord is saying in these days, embrace my lordship. Embrace my lordship. In these days when the enemy's attack is strong, embrace my lordship. Deal with the issues of your heart. Deal with the issues of your heart. So many of us have issues of the heart, offenses against brothers and sisters, jealousy, bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, rage, malice, lack of control. Deal with the issues of your heart right now. Surrender to his lordship.
Good word.
You know, we cannot go cast out anything that we don't have authority over in our own lives. For us to have authority to set people free, we have to have had authority over those things in our own personal lives. So if there's things that you're struggling with, if there's sin, if there's addiction, if there's idolatry in your life right now, deal with the issues of your heart, surrender to his lordship, and let the authority of Christ begin to rest upon you so that you can be that Isaiah 61, open the eyes of the blind. Open the ears of the deaf, see the lame walk, release prisoners from prison, captives from captivity. This is who we are. This is a season of harvest, and we need to be ready. Submit to his leadership. Submit to his lordship. Psalm 29 says, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. And some of us have felt over these last months that it's been like the flood. You know, it's been heavy, it's been hard. Has it been a hard season? Yes, it has. It's been a hard season, a lonely season, a difficult season. But you know, the Bible tells me that my Lord sits enthroned over the flood.
Yeah.
He sits enthroned on high. He sits enthroned over it all. And he knows exactly what's happening. He knows the end from the beginning. And when we submit to his lordship, when we submit to his leadership, we also get to partake in seeing from that position of being seated with him, so that we also get to rule from place of being enthroned over the flood.
Yeah.
So God wants us to be aware of where he's going so that we can go with him. Yeah, we can be in unity with him. We can be at one with him. He wants us to learn to hear his voice. He wants us to live free from distraction and compromise. No compromise. This is not a season to dance with the devil and sit with the Lord on a Sunday. Monday to Friday Christian is no longer applicable. This has to be a surrender to the lordship of Christ in these days. He wants us to learn how to function as families, you know, even in isolation. And it's like he's given us this massive time out where we can build relationship with our personal families, where we can build relationships in a different way with our church families. And it's time for family.
Yeah.
He wants us to function as a New Testament church in the midst of escalating darkness. You know, in the New Testament, the church was under great persecution. People were being murdered for their faith, sacrificed for their faith. And yet, they had 2,000 added in one day, 3,000 added in another day. They met in homes and they broke bread together and they worshipped Jesus. And in this season, God wants us to be like the New Testament church. Full of his presence, full of expectancy, full of joy, breaking bread together, just loving him together in the midst of escalating darkness.
Yeah.
I believe this is a step that the church is standing on the cusp of something amazing right now, and we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to respond in humility to the Lord. I've seen, you know, I'm a seer and I'm prophetic, and I feel really sad right now at some things that I see happening on the media concerning prophecy and teaching. And I believe that we have authority. I believe that we are a prophetic people. I believe that we hear God and see God. But I also believe we need to walk in humility in these days. And when we submit to the lordship of Christ, it means that we're submitted. A slave has no control over their future because they're fully given over to their master. And I really have felt in these days that God is saying, you're my son and daughter, you're my friend, but I want you to choose to submit to me. I want you to choose to surrender in humility, so that I can fill you with something wonderful.
Good word.
So that I can give you something amazing, something really powerful.
Good gifts.
But I need you to surrender to me. I need you to trust me. Deal with the issues of your heart. Let me in there. Let me come and heal you. Let me come and mend you. Let me come and make you what I have designed you to be. Respond to the authority of his lordship. Respond to the authority. Joel 2 says, rend your heart, not your garments. Let it not be what we're seen for. Let it be what is inside here. Let it be the heart of who we are. Let us be seen to be that community that loves, that cherishes, that honors, that carries compassion, that knows where we're going. Separation unto the Lord. This is not a season for playing in the world and trying to play in the kingdom also.
Yeah.
The Bible says that when we give our lives to the Lord, we die to ourselves and we rise up in baptism. We rise onto newness of life, surrendered wholly unto him. It's time, people, for us to be the people of God that we're called to be. It's time to be peculiar. It's time to be the weirdos. it's time to be strong.
I mean, if you knew really who you were, who you are in your God, you wouldn't be interested in chasing after things of the world, because you would realize that as a son or a daughter, and you carry such power, such authority. I mean, there's no point in saying, well, I can operate in signs and wonders, and yet your relationship with God is lacking. He is the source. He is the plug-in go-to mm-hmm. that you need to connect with to actually have that authority, mm-hmm. but also have a power-based operation operating out of you and impacting lives mm-hmm. around you. When you get to the point where you impact lives around you on a daily basis, that is so exciting that you don't want anything else. You don't want what the world has to offer, because the world that you live in is the kingdom of our God, and it rules and reigns in authority. So you want to get in touch with that.
Good word.
Yeah, good word. Tom. I appreciate that.
When I look at the whole counsel of God, the whole counsel of God, so many people just want the goodness of God, the kindness of God, the blessings of God, the abundance of God. But there are different sides to God's counsel. There are different sides to his character. When I look at the whole counsel of God, I see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we want, we yearn for, we long for an increase in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We long for an increase in the power of God. So I see the outpouring of the Spirit. I see the power of God in the whole counsel of God. I see the word of God displayed in running through the earth in signs, wonders, and miracles. I see the revelation of the beauty of God in the whole counsel of God. I see the honouring of Scripture in the counsel of God. But I also see God shaking the nations. I also see God disciplining his church. I also see persecution increasing from the enemy right now. But it's being used by God to purify us, to make us that beautiful gold that he speaks about. I see God giving the enemy more room to move right now. I see him like giving him space to move. You know, the darkness is escalating. The enemy has space right now to move. The nations have more choice than ever to go deeper in sin or to go deeper in God. And what is happening, we're seeing this divide between the church and the world, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and the valley between us is getting greater and greater. It's like this huge gorge that's happening, and people are still trying to stand with one foot on one edge and one foot on the other. And God is saying, I'm separating you these days. I'm calling you onto myself so that you can be effective in the world. So I see the nations with more choice to go deeper in sin or closer to God. I see the escalation of sin pushing back on the church. And I feel like the world is watching right now to see how the church responds to things like LGBT, like transgender children. I believe that the sin of the world, and that's sinful, it is sin. I don't care. There's no compromise with the word of God. It is sinful. But it's pushing back on the church, and there are areas of the church that are compromising on these things and beginning to accept them. And the Lord is saying, I'm allowing this to push you because I want you to stand up and to examine your heart and to see where you stand with me. Will you stand with me in these days, or will you run with the world? It's your choice. You know, the whole counsel of God is all of this. It's the outpouring, it's the power, it's the word, it's the signs, the wonders, the miracles. But it's also the shaking of the nations right now, the increase of darkness right now, the advance of the enemy right now. This is all in the counsel of God. This is all in his plan. If you read this book, there are 150 chapters in Scripture that talk about the end of the age, that are very clear. There's no reason for us to be in doubt. There's no reason for us to be worried, you know. Yeah, darkness is escalating. All this stuff's happening. But, you know, God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
He is sovereign. He has it all in his hands.
Yeah.
He has it all planned out. He's already written the book about it. He's already written the ending, you know. There's no need to fear. There are four sources of pressure that are around you right now. One, God shaking the nations. And the reason he's shaking the nations and uncovering the frailty of our mortality right now is to bring in the billion soul harvest. I really believe God is uncovering in people. He's shaking things in people's lives so that the soil of their heart is ready to receive the seed of the Spirit. God shakes nations. Two, Satan rages. Satan is raging against the church right now, and we need to know where we stand. You need to know where you stand. It's time to submit to the Lordship of Christ. Three, man sins and contributes to the pressure. It hurts them, it hurts their cities. The sin of man's choices right now is destroying the world and destroying creation. Lastly, creation groans. The whole of creation is groaning for the sons of God to stand up and be seen.
Come on, get stand.
How do we respond to all of this? How do we respond? You know, one, submit to God's leadership. Submit to his shakings. Submit to his discipline. So if God is disciplining you, if he's shaking you and disciplining you, take time with him. It's because he loves you. It's because he's filtering out the stuff that hinders love in your life, that hinders his power in your life. Let him do what he needs to do. Submit to his leadership, his shakings and his disciplines. Resist and rebuke the rages and of the enemy, and take authority over what the enemy is doing in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So submit to God, to his leadership and his authority, and stand against and rebuke the attacks of the enemy. So these days we're learning how to partner with the Holy Spirit. We're learning how to partner with the Word of God. We're learning from one another. We're learning from different ministries. We're learning from the Word. We're learning from the media. God is speaking so clearly right now, so loudly. This is a season of equipping and training of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that we are ready for this billion soul harvest, so that this is going to be the most blessed time on the face of the earth. For such a time as this, you have come. For such a time as this, you have been born. For such a time as this, God breathed life into you.
Amen.
So that he can use you in this amazing and billion soul harvest of the earth. It's going to be so great. Romans 11:22 says, consider the kindness of God and consider the sternness of God. We cannot embrace his kindness without embracing his sternness. We cannot embrace his mercy without embracing his judgment. The whole counsel of God is everything that he is. If I only praised my children and never disciplined them, they would be selfish and arrogant and not equipped for the world today. But the Lord, in his mercy, he praises us, he encourages us, he blesses us, but he also disciplines us, he corrects us, and he rebukes us to make us more like Jesus, to give us room in here for more of him.
Yeah.
Learn about both sides of God's nature, all the whole aspect, and partner with the whole counsel of the Lord, not just the bits that we want in these days. Because then you can cooperate with God fully. You will know that when something is happening, you can go to him and say, God, I trust you in this, and I choose to partner with you. It may seem harsh right now, but actually I choose to partner with you because I know where you're going. Mm-hmm. I know where you're going with this, and it's okay. So the goodness and blessing of God, there's so much of it about right now. Behold the goodness. Everybody's like, God is good all the time. It's his nature. And it is. It is his nature. And you know, the goodness of God brings hope to us, doesn't it? It brings hope. It brings joy. It brings, enables us to carry on sometimes. Like sometimes you're just holding on there by the skin of your teeth. And it's like the goodness of God that gives you the ability to believe for the next day, the next month, the next year. But he also says, behold the severity, and not many talk about it. And I really felt the Lord this morning wanted me to bring both sides of his counsel to you so that we can have the opportunity to surrender, to come to the altar and say, God, I want to surrender to your lordship. I want to submit to your authority in a whole new way over my life today. You know, some of the blessings of COVID, that we don't necessarily see. We have a Sabbath rest extended. We have this time out, this Sabbath rest, to do more time with family, to do things that we want to do. We're having time to reset our hearts, to have reconciliation with family members and people that we need to be reconciled with. We have opportunity to reconcile with God in these days on a personal level, to be really intimate with the Lord on a personal level. We have time to reset our priorities right now of what is important in life and what God is calling you to have as a priority. It's a chance to show love to the fearful in COVID. We have so many opportunities to show love to the fearful people. It's a chance to share with our community, whether it's practically, spiritually, emotionally. And do you realize that social distancing is a blessing? Yeah, and I was reading about social distancing around the world and what was happening in a positive manner. You know that brothels are shut? Brothels are like closed. A whole lot of the brothels are closed because of social distancing. In areas where there's social distancing, the brothels are closed. There's no brothel activity. Come on. Even girls are getting a rest. The brothels are closed. Porn films have been put on hold because of social distancing. Isn't this awesome?
Yeah.
Do you see how God brings good out of things? Porn movies are on hold. Isn't that fantastic? Can I hear a hallelujah? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Immorality has been halted to a large degree because people aren't meeting up in pubs and clubs and getting drunk and having sex. Casual sex has gone down. The level of all that stuff has, like, it's been put on hold. The level of immorality has come down. The level of crime in our nations has come down, apart from the protesters. But the level of crime generally has come down. There's less, because of less of immorality, etc., etc., we have less unwanted pregnancies. Isn't that amazing? Less unwanted pregnancies, which means we have less abortions.
Yeah.
So our abortion levels have gone down over the last year. I think that's really good news, people. That's good news. That shows me that God brings good out of every disaster. God brings
Amen.
Good. My God brings yeah. good out of everything. So as we cry out to God, Lord, in this season, we need you more. He's like, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for you to say you want more because I'm ready to give you more. I'm ready to give you everything that is me. I'm ready to fill you. Disciplines of God, they teach us, they strengthen us in these days. He's teaching you. He's strengthening you. He's empowering you. He's showing you your weaknesses so you can deal with them. He's showing you your strengths so you can work on them.
Come on, yeah? Use them.
Everything that God brings as a judgment, meaning a discipline, is to hinder, to take away everything that hinders love between us and him. That's the whole point. It's like everything he does is to increase this level of love that we have for him and for one another. Like 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails. So if he wants to remove everything that hinders love so we can have more love, it means we're going to have more success in our relationships, in leading people to Jesus, in loving well. It calls us to bring our stuff to God in this season. It causes us to get right with God. It causes us to repent. In this season, God is increasing pressure to uncover what is in your heart. He's pleased with your hunger. God is delighted with your hunger in this season for him and for his manifest glory. He's grieved at believers that walk in deliberate rebellion to his ways. Obstinate rebellion. He's angry at obstinate rebellion in his church. And I believe in these days he's dealing with obstinate rebellion in the church and those who oppress others. But man, is he in love with the world? He loves so much. He loves so beautifully. How do we respond? Isaiah 26:9 says, the nations will learn righteousness through his judgments, and his judgments come through the church, the disciplines of the Lord. We walk out that discipline, those disciplines, those judgments in our lives. You are the revelation of God's righteousness. The nations will only learn of the Father through you. You have come for such a time as this, that the nations would see the Father through Jesus living in you. You have come for such a time as this. God will use you to bring in his kingdom. He will use you to bring hope in the place of darkness, hope in the place of fear, joy in the place of sorrow, gladness in the place of mourning, That is who you are. You have been brought for such a time as this. We need to pray independently and corporately. If my people, what? Turn away from their sin, what else? Humble themselves. We must become humble before the Lord. We must understand that we don't have the answers, that we don't tell God what to do, that he tells us what to do. He's the Lord. He's the sovereign one. He's the boss. You know, so many are like, well, God hasn't answered my prayer. He doesn't have to do anything. He's God. It's us that has to submit to his lordship. We submit to his authority. But if my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will heal their land, I will forgive their sin, and I will come. That is the promise of God in these days. For such a time as this, you have come. Let us humble ourselves, turn away, search our hearts, repent of our sin, and seek his face, and see what he's going to do in the nation, in your town, in your family members, all those different things. Let us see what he's going to do. We need not just to rise up and take authority, you know? Like, we're so good at, yeah, we command this and we decree this and we declare that. But actually, the Lord says, I want you to come if my people humble themselves. If my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And I think when we get the humility and the seeking the face right, I think then that the whole, like, prayer thing and the answer thing is, like, going to transform for us. Heaven will come down like we have never seen it before. Let us not be proud prophets. Let us be humble prophets. Let us be humility soaked people that ask the Lord about different things every day, that say, God, what are you doing today? Where are you going today so I can come along? Yeah, not make your decisions and expect him to tag there and then bail you out if things go wrong. Philippians 1, that love would abound. We need the revelation of love, of Jesus, of compassion, of love for one another. He's calling us back to our first love. Yeah. This is the season of the whole counsel of God, the season of power, the season of the Holy Ghost, the season of salvation, the season of the billion soul harvest. But it's also the season of the shakings of the nations. It's the season of the disciplinings of the Lord. And we need to submit to his lordship. We need to be intentional about paying attention to what is going on. Pay attention to what's going on around you in the news, in the world, what's happening in the nations. Be intentional. But then take that to the spirit realm and say, God, I submit to your leadership right now. I submit to your authority right now. What are you saying? Where are you in this? Show me the good in this. Because you said that you turn it all for good. Show me where you're at. Pay attention, but don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. 1 Thessalonians. If I can find it, I know it's in here. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse... Oh, keep flipping away. 1 Thessalonians 5. Speaks of the day of the Lord. It says, now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness. Come on.
Come on.
You're not in darkness. Yeah, the world is in darkness, but you're not. You're the light. That verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:4. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. We shouldn't be surprised. It's the world that's going to be surprised.
Yep.
But we don't live in darkness. And the Bible says here, you are children of the light and children of the day. You're children of the light. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep. Let us be awake and sober, paying attention. Putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. God, you know, people in the world are meant to see us sober, belonging to the day, not dancing in the darkness. We're meant to have a clothing of faith that they see, that we believe for things that other people can't see. They're meant to see that faith in us. They're meant to see that love in us as a breastplate right up front, right up here. And hope of salvation as a helmet. That's what we carry. We carry hope for others around us. Yeah. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath. Come on, hallelujah. Woo. But to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, amen. Amen. We are not to suffer wrath. We are born for salvation. Come on. It's good news.
Got to believe it. It's yeah. Like the other day when we sent the prayer cloth over to Maggie's friend. We sent that with the sole purpose that we believe that an anointed and a prayed over little handkerchief mm-hmm. can actually be in a different mm-hmm. nation. But when it arrives, God still uses it. It's like Peter's shadow.
Yeah.
And so we sent it with the whole purpose that we expect to see change in Ruth's life.
Amen. Amen. Verse 10, he died for us so that, there's always a so that, there's always a reason. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. We also urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle, warn those who are disruptive, encourage and disheartened, help the weak, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. So we're allowed to warn those who are idle and disruptive, and people say, oh, you're being controlling. No, it's Bible. Sorry. If you're being lazy or you're being disruptive to the church family, we have the right as believers, as brothers and sisters, to approach one another and say, hey, can we have a chat? I just want to talk something through with you. Yeah? Not in a condescending way, but in a way that brings mercy, in a way that brings people higher. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. There's a good one. Be patient. Just be patient. Ooh. Make sure nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other, for everyone else. Rejoice always. Whatever situation you're in, the Lord says, rejoice. Rekindle joy within your soul.
It's your strength.
Joy is your strength.
Come on.
It is your strength. Pray continually. Shakandarabasunday. Give thanks in all circumstances. Whatever circumstance you're in, good or bad, give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because he can turn any situation for good. He will always bring some good. He will always bring good out of every situation. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test them. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. And may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? This last verse in 24 says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
Come on.
He will do it. There's nothing that he has spoken. There's nothing that he has written that will not come to pass. So, Father, this morning, we thank you for the whole counsel of God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your judgments.
Yes,
we thank you for your love. We thank you for your sternness. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing good out of every situation. And Lord, this morning, if that's you and this message is spoken to you, I want you just to take time right now and just say, God, I choose today again to surrender to your lordship. I choose to submit to your authority. I choose today, God, to open up and to deal with the issues of my heart, that nothing would hinder love, that nothing would hinder your presence, that nothing would hinder your power. I partner with your peace in these days. I partner with your judgments. I thank you that you're shaking the nations to bring in a billion soul harvest, Lord. I choose you again today. I choose to pay attention. I choose to be proactive about paying attention. I choose, Lord, to trust you again today. And I declare over each of you this morning a fresh encounter with the Spirit of God, a fresh love that would abound within you, and that you would partner with where God is going and not be offended, not be alarmed, but walk with him in unity and presence, submitting humbly to his lordship in Jesus' name.
Yeah. And Amen. If today you've been tuning in and you've been watching this and you're not quite sure what this is all about, but there's something going on in your life and your heart's racing and you need answers. Mm. Well, I'm here to tell you that you need Jesus. You want the friend, the best friend you could ever have. So today, all you need to do is say this prayer, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for all the things that I've done, the wrong things in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't want this heavy burden that I carry, this weightiness and this pressure and distress and fear and anxiety that I carry daily and at nighttime not sleeping. Father, I need you to come. So I ask you today, come, Lord Jesus, and be my friend. Wash away off me all the things of the past. Wash me clean and make me like that snow that you talk about, white as snow. And Jesus, I accept you as my friend. I accept you today as my Savior. And I ask you to be my friend and to lead me the rest of my days and fill me with your peace. That's a simple prayer that you would pray out today and just ask Jesus to be your friend and Savior, and your life will be transformed. That burden you carry will drop off and you'll feel so excited, so enlightened that you'll just be so excited you want to go tell somebody about what's just happened to you. So we want to bless you guys today just as we finish. Remember that this is a video on Facebook that can be shared. And if you want to go to our website, then it's www.fathershouse.co.uk. And go to the audio page and you can rewatch this message again and the other ones that are already there. If you want to link up with us, go to the Freedom Fire Ministries YouTube channel, not the one that's based in Kansas City. Bless them too, because they're doing a great work. But the one in UK, Freedom Fire Ministries, and tick subscribe to our channel. And then you'll get notifications of when we put up these live messages and when we actually have these messages that will bless you and take you into the deeper realms of God in this next season. So we bless you, we love you all, and pray that you have an amazing week.
It's time to submit to the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
Have a great week.